a story of a good guy who used to love and have fun going out with his friends, respected his house rules, take his wife and daughter to places that are cool. Every Sunday morning they all going to church too. This brother everywhere was just good news. Like Brandon Norwood, is it true? Pain changes people. It was a blue Monday when he arrived at work. The porn video was all over internet. Colleagues staring at him as he steps in. Some watching in the crowd, they loudly screaming. She checked the body when she shaking. It's when the police came in, shouting his name. They asking for him. His daughter came to running crying, saying, "Daddy, promise me that you ain't leaving." He was charged for assault and rape after seeing his wife trending 6 days, beaten her badly, forced her to bed. It was the first time, gave a shock to everybody. How we supposed to take it? His mind and heart were full of evil options. Tears of his daughter when he's handed by handcuffs. Bye-bye, my dad is going to jail. Now we regret for doing things that are unplanned. Think before you do, before you move. Don't be misled by funny weak emotions. Those are the things just for temporary time. As long you're living, you still got options. Think before you do, before you move. And don't be misled by funny weak emotions. Those are the things just for temporary time. As long you're living, you still got options. As police are trying to make a statement, but he remains silent. They're gonna keep him until he speaks. In his mind, it's the sound of his daughter crying, thinking how could she survive without him. Even in jail, he faced the same ish. Prisoners enjoyed themselves watching the video. One stupid hooligan came to him laughing, shown the video trying to tease him. Turned to a monster way of thinking, could control the anger and full of evil. That's when he strangled the guy against the wall, fire stripping throat and squeezing the balls. Police came to stop him. It was late, the hooligan was no longer breathing. He was sorry, apologizing. He's going to go to 3 cases. In these offenses, he ruined his reputation. His wife, he came back to her senses. He came to drop charges. It was late, he had to face murder case. Now we send us 10 years and case closed. Think before you do, before you move. Don't be misled by funny weak emotions. Those are the things just for temporary time. As long you're living, you still got options. Think before you do, before you move. And don't be misled by funny weak emotions. Those are the things just for temporary time. As long you're living, you still got options. He only managed 8 days with no visits. Good behavior led him to parole. On his way home, some guy driving his car with his wife Francine, 2 sons and his daughter Brexit, waving hand trying to stop it. They couldn't recognize him. They drove his speed and passing. He waited till daughter came back from school. Mommy was shocked to see him. Didn't know where to start to explain. He told her, "I know everything. I understand and forgive you, sweetie. Think about it, please trust me." His second husband arriving at the same time. His wife had to make a choice. His daughter jumped to his arm, feeling overjoyed. 2 sons ran to their father. She was standing on the side alone. Everybody is waiting on her. She was confused, don't know what to say or do. She ran to bathroom. She overdosed herself with pills. When they check her, she was not breathing. About the girl who spent 8 years with no father, now she's gonna live the rest of her life with no mother. Her life has choices, consequences. Take my advice. Never been controlled by funny emotions. Suicide and revenge never solved problems. Think before you do, before you move. Don't be misled by funny weak emotions. Those are the things just for temporary time. As long you're living, you still got options. Think before you do, before you move. And don't be misled by funny weak emotions. Those are the things just for temporary time. As long you're living, you still got options.